If your memory of school lunches includes menu items such as cream chip beef, mac and cheese, and mystery meat, you might be surprised at what's turning up in the cafeteria these days. On Hawaii Island, 63 school and community gardens are now part of the Hawaii Island School Garden Network. It's changing the way a lot of people think about food, with an emphasis on fresh and locally grown. Nancy Redfeather of the Kohala Center runs the program, and she's with us by phone. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for calling.
Sure. You know, those of us who remember school lunch back in the day, I wonder how I lived this long based on what we were fed back in school. It wasn't about balanced nutrition at all. Didn't seem that way anyway.
Well, when I, maybe it's because I'm so old, but when I went to school, school lunches were still being made in cafeterias by staff from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been a long time.
You went to better schools than I did, it sounds like. But, you know, there was it was pretty starchy and not a lot of fresh vegetables, certainly not in my memories anyway.
Right, and there's a new emphasis, and it's really coming from the USDA and the school lunch program across the United States to increase the amount of fresh fruits and vegetables that are included in the children's plate each day, because we know that these fresh fruits and vegetables will help the children be healthier.
Sure. When you get a school garden started, what are your first steps? What are the first things you grow, and how do you teach that?
Well, a lot of times the school will develop a school garden committee that's made up of teachers and administrators, maybe some community, parents, interested, even some students, and they pretty much do some strategic planning and decide how they want to use the garden, where they want to place the garden, what they might be growing, how it would be used, who would take care of it, and those kinds of things. So there's a lot of pre-planning that goes into developing a school garden that's connected with the school curriculum.
What are the best things to grow to get it started?
Well, it really depends on where you are, because some of our schools are right on the ocean front, like the West Hawaii Explorations Academy or Kuokala down in Puna. And then some of them are up at 3,000 feet in Waimea.
Mm-hmm.
So they can grow wheat and grains and things that the folks down on the oceanfront wouldn't be able to grow. So part of school gardens is learning what you can grow in your environment and eating what you can grow.
This all gets back to some native Hawaiian agricultural principles, doesn't it? Ahupua'a and that kind of thing.
It does. Here at my desk, I'm sitting looking at that Ahupua'a poster that Kamehameha School put out many years ago. And really, that's the kind of vibrant agricultural system that we hope can be developed here in Hawaii over time as our children are reconnected to the land and to the source of good and healthy food.
When you talk about things that grow better, you know, down at sea level versus at 3,000 feet, in the Ahupua'a system, there was an exchange. Right?
There was.
Can you get that sort of thing going with school gardens, or do you?
Well, not yet, because school gardens are mostly teaching gardens, so they're not so much dependent on production, but some of them are moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So they have production that will take food into a student-led market, and then they also have production for the children so that they can taste all of these foods and have healthy snacks every day.
It would actually take a few years to get to have something be self-sustaining, no matter how much land you had available, right?
Oh, absolutely. It takes many, many years to develop a sustainable garden system. Yeah, and, you know, there was, up through the 1970s, Hawaii schools, almost every school had a school garden, and some of them are quite large. I know right here in Kona, the Halu'aloa Elementary School had a garden that was about half an acre. And
wow.
The children tended that garden. All the food went into the cafeteria. And the older children were actually part of the cafeteria staff at that time. So then from the 1970s to today, we've kind of gotten away from that kind of form of self-reliance and have been relying more and more on imports.
Yeah.
But there is a new and vibrant grassroots movement across the state, not just here in Hawaii, but we have school garden networks now on every island, and we're all connected through the Hawaii Farm to School and School Garden Hui. And so this is really something that's rising from the communities all across the state.
Well, Nancy, I'm surprised to find out that it's something that's rising again, that it was strong and then kind of faded away. Any idea why it did sort of fade from being emphasized?
Well, I mean, I moved here to Kona in 1976, and I remember at that time there was very few supermarkets. You know, people were still having backyard gardens because it had been a traditional food source is here to have your own gardens, exchange with your neighbors, hunting, fishing, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then as time went on and the bigger stores came in from the mainland, you know, now at Costco you can pretty much buy anything you want. So I think over time we've become more dependent on foods coming in from the mainland and less dependent on our own local sources.
Kind of moving in exactly the wrong direction then.
Well, I think, you know, there's quite a few people that think so, and I can see at the legislature this year there's also renewed interest in food self-reliance and food security for Hawaii.
I certainly get the feeling, Nancy, that that's food self-reliance is a movement that's here to stay, if only going to grow, don't you?
Oh, I think so. I mean, being the most isolated island chain in the world, 2,300 miles from the nearest ports,
mm-hmm.
Then the two ports of Los Angeles and San Francisco are actually the two most vulnerable ports in the United States because of the San Andreas Fault. So I would think that, you know...
That's comforting.
I would think that in the era of globalization, you know, we really have to rethink our food system. But what I see is that when you do reconnect the children with the land and their food and hands-on learning in school gardens, you can really build more than a movement. You can actually build social change into your culture. It's going to take time.
Yeah.
But these children will all grow up knowing how to put in home gardens.
It's a very different consciousness, isn't it, Nancy?
Very, very much so.
Thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Nancy Redfeather runs the Hawaii Island School Garden Network, which currently supports 63 school and community gardens. And you can find out more about the program at hpr2.org.